Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Hey, Andy, did you ever go to the video arcade when you were younger?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember those places?
For sure.
Uh-huh.
Tilt.
Tilt, really?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
I think there was one locally called the Silver Coin.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway, I didn't really get to go a whole lot. I did get to go to Chuck E. Cheese. Like for birthday parties and stuff like that. So I always looked forward to getting the tokens.
Yep.
And the game I liked was called Moon Patrol.
I know Moon Patrol.
Yeah.
That's a cool game.
I thought I was pretty good at it. I don't know. I also liked the whole, the sort of like that bowling thing. What's that called?
Ski ball.
Yeah.
All about ski ball.
Yeah. Get the tickets.
Did you go straight up the ramp or did you bounce it off the side?
No bouncing off the sides.
Okay, straight up.
Aiming. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, just the other day I was joking, kind of serious. You know, there's truth to every joke, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, I asked if I could borrow $4. It was in a leadership meeting and I wanted to get something at the
needed
coffee.
Needed a loan.
Yeah. I wanted to get something at the coffee bar. So I was like, can I get $4? Anybody got $4? And of course, a suck up employee right away jumps up and hands me some cash. So I look at it, it's $3 bills. But then someone else, a volunteer, walks up and drops in my hand two tokens.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And I immediately just sort of looked at it and thought, okay, he's being funny. Haha, like, here's some Chuck E. Cheese tokens. What am I going to do with these, you know? So I go out to the coffee bar, and I'm looking at the menu trying to figure out what can I get for $3 that I want.
$3 and two tokens.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was anticipating getting $4,
right. And
I got $3 and two tokens, so whatever. I'm looking at the menu, and I find something that I think's reasonable for $3, and so I order that thing. And as I'm ordering it and, you know, explaining, I only have $3. The man who gave me the tokens starts walking over, and I think he's listening in or watching what's going on.
Yeah.
So he walks over and says, how come you're not using the money I gave you? And I'm like, ha, 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 thinking he just wants me to laugh at his joke. You know,
right.
Like, I gave you tokens, so
Chuck E. Cheese not accepted here.
Yeah. And I'm kind of like, ha, ha, ha. And I open up my hand, and I'm like, you gave me these. And he's like, those are dollars. And I'm like, what? And I look at them, and they don't look real. Like, I'm looking at these small quarter sized goldish colored tokens.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't recognize the picture on it. I've never seen these things before. And I'm trying to figure out, like, are you still messing with me? Is this a loony from Canada? What is this thing?
Yeah.
You know? And I look at it and sure enough, he had given me newer US dollar coins.
No mouse on the coin?
I think when I was little, they had these big silver dollars.
Right.
And so that's all I knew about. I did not know that there were these little gold dollar things.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, you know, he kind of laughs at me and I'm like, man, you caught me. Like you just got what I thought about you. Like,
yeah.
I thought you were not generous and you were just punking me, having a good time. And in fact, you were generous and ended up giving me more money than I needed to do the whole thing. So, you know, just a quick story to say that sometimes you don't know what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe all the time.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how that really works. You don't know what you don't know. And it was embarrassing for me that what I thought of this guy came out. I mean, it came out, it was revealed, he got to know what I actually thought about him, and that's lame. So, for me, the moral of the story is to believe the best and be really careful with assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember, maybe you don't know.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.